This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Emil, good morning. He says he's in the Greece, in a Greek island called Katakolon, which sounds something like that a veterinary surgeon would be working on. I don't think I pronounced that even remotely correctly. I can't say Vienna, though, although I am thinking of a hot dog. Good morning to you, Professor Dion Foster. You're certainly getting around. Hope you're well.
Heading around. Brad, kata kolon,
thank
kata
you.
About kolon, I can't quite remember. But it's about something.
Okay, so you've got to help me with the Greek pronunciations. Kata kolon. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I think that's what happened.
Well, listen, don't trust my Greek. I was taught Greek by an Irish speaking Catholic who taught us Greek and Hebrew, by the way, with a wonderful Irish accent. So whenever I use my Hebrew, you know, the Jewish people, Hebrew people say, "Wow, you sound a bit Irish."
Now you know why.
Yeah. Yes, but in Vienna, Brad, it's so beautiful. My first time in this beautiful city, and I'm here for the European Academy of Religion, which is a sort of big conference for everyone who does theology and religious studies across Europe. I think there are about 1,000 or so professors and doctoral students, and it's wonderful. I'm seeing so many colleagues and friends, even from South Africa. There's an African studies panel, so it's been absolutely amazing.
I'm so glad that you get to have these wonderful experiences, and I'm sure it's going to be so interesting to hear what everybody's going to be speaking about today. What's your speaking topic?
Yeah, Brad, so I was asked, we have a panel on discerning God's presence in history. So where do we find God in history? And they asked me to speak on South Africa's history. So there's a very wonderful Christian person working at the University of Stellenbosch, Professor Phumla Gobodo Madikizela, who speaks about the sort of triadic nature, past, present, and future of reconciliation in history. So I'm going to be speaking a little bit about her work and how as Christians we can work for reconciliation and justice in the world.
Wow. Blessings to you. It sounds like a mouthful, but we know you've got it. And to be a fly on the wall there and to soak up all that's going to be shared today is going to be quite beautiful. One thing we need more of, Dion, is hope. And the hope of the gospel, goodness me, when you just say hope of the gospel, it feels like you've got a quiver full of arrows. Share more with us this morning around what it might mean to not shift the hope of the gospel.
Brad, absolutely. So that phrase comes to us from Colossians 1 verse 23. I was actually reading that passage, Colossians 1, 21 to 23, where Paul writes to the church in Colossae, and you know, he ends it, you know, he says, once you were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, but now you have been reconciled through the body and the flesh of Jesus in his death, in order to present yourselves as holy and blameless. And then he ends, you know, the little passage, he says, look, reconciliation's been achieved for you. But then he goes on to say, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. Now, that struck me in a couple of ways. The first thing is the fact that, you know, when Paul writes this, it's clear then that for Christians in his time, and I think for us too, there is this pressure to shift from the faith, to give up, to be drawn away from, to have our attention shifted from the hope of the gospel that we first heard. And Paul's admonition, of course, is that he says, you know, we need to have the kind of faith that is stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. Now, I want to ask our listeners and you, I'm asking this of myself, can you remember a moment in your Christian walk where you really were captured by the hope of the good news of Jesus? Maybe it was just that recognition that, my goodness, I am truly forgiven for something that I was ashamed of, or something that I so feared the consequences of what I was doing. And suddenly the hope of the gospel, the good news of Jesus dying and rising and overcoming sin and death, just became a reality. I have a feeling that for some of our listeners, like for me, the longer we live in this faith, the more we forget about those precious moments. It's
Yes.
almost, I can liken it in a sort of a metaphor. It's almost like a simile to the way in which I felt the first time that I really felt love for my wife, Megan. The first
Yes.
time I fell in love with her. One needs to recapture that, from time
Yeah.
to time, to remember what does it mean not only to love, but to be in love, to fall in love. And Brad, for me, that's been something I've really been praying about over the last couple of days. I want to live in the hope of the good news. I want to live it with a sense of joy and certainty that comes from experiencing that very, very closely. And sometimes, because of who I am and because of the world in which we live, I feel myself being pulled away. So maybe just a little encouragement for our listeners, but also for me today to say, let's recapture the steadfastness
Yeah.
of the hope of the gospel that we first heard.
Funny that you should ask that question, which I know was totally rhetorical, Dion, but I thought I'd only been a believer for a short while. I was living in Southeast Asia. I had this apartment, and the room that I had this most awful pink wallpaper. And I was sitting at this desk, and I had the Bible open. I remember tears falling onto the pages as I was just reading this. And that time when you really start to understand the gospel, when you understand the word for the first time, when you appreciate its power, when you can see what it's done to change you and what it means not only for eternity, but for your life here on earth, and to know God has made you new. And I could easily think about it because I remember that time, and I remember sitting there saying, God, please send me, use me. And someone said to me once, it's all God was waiting for, but you also got to be ready for what he's going to do with you. And to know that God would even want to have a relationship with us, would even want to rescue us, would even want to use us is such an absolute privilege. Man, it's a beautiful thing.
Brad, I mean, that is, I just listening to you, I get excited, because one of the things, of course, that I think we forget sometimes is God is as eager to bless you today as God has ever been. That first time, today, in the future. And all it takes is just that willingness, just to, in a prayer today, say, Lord, I want to fall in love with you again.
Sure.
I want to know your love again today. Would you show it to me? And the God who I know we can trust will show up.
Beautiful. Dion, have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy the beautiful city of Vienna. Thanks for sharing some pics there. The architecture is quite breathtaking, and enjoy your time there in community, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, my friend. Bless you today. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.